From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello and welcome everyone to our program. We're considering the subject of the return of Christ in our series, The Central Doctrines of the Christian Faith. I will be continuing where I left off last week. But before we come to that important study, we will hear another extract from Jeannie Graham's testimony. Last week we heard how she had succumbed completely to alcohol. She and her husband had squandered the money obtained by mortgaging their home, a home which was bought for her by her grandmother. The money was gone within 3 months of obtaining it. Tonight she tells us how she began to grieve over what sin had done to her backsliding father. The full testimony of Jeannie Graham is available to our listeners. I will freely send it to anyone who requests it. I will also send you a copy of the latest edition of Let the Bible Speak Quarterly Magazine. The topic in this issue is the worship of God and what the Bible has to say about that very important matter. So send for your tape of Jeannie's testimony, and send also for a copy of our magazine. Now, here's the latest extract from Jeannie's testimony. Then we'll come to our study of the return of Christ.
I started to pray to the Lord, even in my backslidden state, but I believe the scriptures in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, where it says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And although I had left the Lord, you know, he had never left me. He was still in exactly the same place that I left him in. And I started to pray to the Lord that he would give me a godly father back again. You see, things weren't all dazzling and bright now. My lives were in a mess. As once I had a godly father, now I remember walking in one day, morning, and his whole face was beaten off him. And he had, I often say, a dislocated shoulder, but I found out quite recently a broken shoulder, where a man half of his age had given a beating. And you know, it just broke my heart. I told you I worked in pubs, and I remember the man that owned the pub came very frequently round to me and told me to sneak in and to turn the machines off, because your daddy's put enough of his money into those machines. And you know, and I always loved the man, but now I was hating what he'd become because of this sin. I remember praying that the Lord would give me my godly father back again. You know, the Lord's a wonderful Father, a Saviour and a King, because in His sovereignty He heard me. And in April of 95, He sent the Reverend David Sinton round our house. We didn't know David at the time, but he came round to see us, and he asked us to go to a gospel meeting. And so we decided to go to that meeting. And you know, the very first sermon we heard in years and years of Tumble Bay was the Prodigal Son. Can you see God's love? He was even reaching out to us even then. We started to go to a few meetings after that. But to my shame, you know, I always sat in those meetings and I could never wait to get out of them, because it always a carry out waiting when I never went home. And I remember going to a wee place called Dockleish Mission Hall in Scarborough in October of 95. And you know, friends, I thank God I went that night, because the Lord dealt with my father, and the next morning He brought him back to Himself. Well, I remember getting the phone call and thinking to myself, well, that's it. My work's done. I'll never be back in another gospel meeting. But you know, the Lord had different plans for me.
It's time again to take up the study of the central doctrines of the Christian faith, and particularly that doctrine of the return of Christ to this earth. Last week we saw how that Christ will return to the land of Israel. We also considered how the Saviour will return to deliver Israel from her enemies. Tonight I want to continue with our study by telling you that Christ will not only deliver Israel physically, but He will, by His grace, deliver Israel spiritually. Israel shall be saved. the conversion of Israel to faith in Jesus Christ will take place at the moment of his coming again. It is by the sight of the returning glorified Christ and the working of grace within their heart that will bring his people to repentance. Zechariah chapter 12, the verses 9 and 10. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications, and they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. Here we have the survivors of Antichrist's attack upon Jerusalem beholding the Savior, grace being poured into their hearts, and them with brokenness of heart repenting of their sin and of their past rejections of the Lord Jesus. This is a subject often spoken of by the prophets. Consider what Ezekiel had to say in that very familiar prophecy in chapter 37, the verses 1 to 14. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, Prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live, and I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied there was a noise, and behold a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, Prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, Thus saith the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy, and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves, and cause you to come up out of your graves, and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. That's Ezekiel chapter 37. Read the chapter for yourself. Now you will notice in this prophecy that there are stages to this restoring of the scattered bones to their former state when they stood upon their feet as an exceeding great army. There was a gathering of bone to bone, but there remained no life until there was the second stage of the work done, when the wind blew upon them and life entered into them. And today we see the first stage of that prophecy being fulfilled. For God has gathered his people who were scattered to the four corners of the earth back again into their own land. But while they have become a nation, they have not spiritual life within them. Israel as a people still reject Jesus Christ as God's Redeemer. But there is a coming day when the Spirit of God will come upon those gathered in Jerusalem, and they shall be brought to repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. That will happen at the return of the Savior. Ezekiel chapter 36 and the verse 24 to 27 emphasizes this whole procedure. For I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land. Then, please notice the sequence, gathered out of all countries, then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean. From all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. As I said, that's Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 24 to 27. Gathered out from the countries into which they had been scattered and brought to their own land. That's the first stage of God's work. But after that, he will sprinkle clean water upon them, the symbol of conversion, of salvation. And that will take place when Jesus comes again. Zechariah chapter 13, verse 1. In that day there shall be a fountain opened to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness. This present day Israel is blind to the fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, that fountain that if sinners plunge beneath its flood, they lose all their guilty stains. But there's a day when the Lord will cause them to see the fountain for cleansing. Israel will be saved at the coming of Christ in exactly the same way that sinners are saved today, by faith in Christ, the Son of God. They will repent of their sins as a result of the grace of God poured upon them, and they will utterly depend upon the Lord Jesus for their salvation. That is what you must do if you are to be saved. Isaiah 45 and the verse 22 reads, "Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else." That's how Israel will be saved when Jesus comes again, and that's what must take place in your life also, if you are to be saved. Do remember to send for the magazine, to send for the free tape of Jeannie Graham's testimony, and tune in again next week. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.